From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his fourth message in an intensive study of the book of Romans. Paul referred to the gospel he preached as the gospel of God. For many years, there have been those who have taught that Paul's gospel was unique to him, that it had little or no relation to the rest of Scripture, particularly to the Old Testament. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns is demonstrating that the Bible is one book, that the gospel Paul preached is contained in the Old Testament as well as in the New. First of all, he emphasized the character of the Old Testament, which Paul termed the Holy Writings. As Paul was to write to Timothy later, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Then, the Old Testament gave advance promises of the gospel of Christ through the various covenants, the prophecies, the types, and the historical events. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of One Bible, One Gospel. Before he comes, we invite your attention to a selection from Faith's Checkbook, taken from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Trust Means Joy. The text is Psalm 33 and verse 21. For our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. The root of faith produces the flower of heart joy. We may not at the first rejoice, but it comes in due time. We trust the Lord when we are sad, and in due season He so answers our confidence that our faith turns to fruition, and we rejoice in the Lord. Doubt breeds distress, but trust means joy in the long run. The assurance expressed by the psalmist in this verse is really a promise held out in the hands of holy confidence. Oh, for grace to appropriate it! If we do not rejoice at this moment, yet we shall do so, as surely as David's God is our God. Let us meditate upon the Lord's holy name, that we may trust Him the better, and rejoice the more readily. He is in character holy, just, true, gracious, faithful, and unchanging. Is not such a God to be trusted? He is all-wise, almighty, and everywhere present. Can we not cheerfully rely upon Him? Yes, we will do so at once, and do so without reserve. Jehovah Jireh will provide. Jehovah Shalom will send peace. Jehovah Tzidkenu will justify. Jehovah Shammah will be forever near. And in Jehovah Nissi we will conquer every foe. They that know thy name will trust thee, and they that trust thee will rejoice in thee, O Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Now listen, if you go and read God's covenant with Adam and with Noah, and you can't see Christ, do not jump to the conclusion, well, Christ isn't here. Just jump to the conclusion, I'm blind. Because we have the inspired scripture that says that these are covenants of the promise. And they are covenants that all are centered upon the Lord Jesus Christ. They are aspects or dispensations. The word simply means stewardships. Methods of God's appointing and governing His house. And they are all aspects or dispensations of one everlasting covenant, the new covenant of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. The prophecies of the Old Testament gave advance promises of Christ in this gospel. You go to the Old Testament, and there you read about the birth of Christ. You read of His virgin birth as the seed of the woman. You'll read of the place of his birth. You'll even be able to find from Daniel 9 the time of his birth. The Old Testament spoke of the birth of Christ. And of course it spoke of the death of Christ. And as we read tonight, it prophesied the resurrection of Christ. The Old Testament introduces us first to Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, and speaks of the imputed righteousness of Christ. The Old Testament it is that first inculcates the message that you receive Christ by faith and not by works. It's an Old Testament quotation that Paul picks up and uses in Romans 1:17 as the basis of the whole doctrine of justification by faith. The just shall live by faith. It's not a New Testament doctrine exclusively. That's an Old Testament doctrine. So there are all these prophecies. There's some wonderful individual prophecies. I think of Jacob. What a picture you have in Genesis 49. Jacob's dying. Strength is ebbing away. He gathers his sons around him. And he leans on his staff. What a way to go out to meet God. He leaves his blessing upon his sons. Now, I don't want to get off on a tangent here. But I want to tell you, if you're living in such a way that all you can leave your children is your money, all you can leave them is a house, all you can leave them is an investment, you haven't lived right and you're not dying right either. Jacob blessed his sons. And when he came to deal with Judah, and here's grace. We tend to think of Judah, because it's the tribe of Christ, as Judah was some exceptional character. Judah is one of the most unattractive men in the Old Testament. Judah, at times, when I read the story of Judah, he would make me sick. But yet, God deals with sinners. And if that's not good news to you, I don't understand you. That's the best of news for me. For when I look at Judah and want to vomit, when I think of how rotten a character he was, I then look at me and realize the God who could deal with a filthy sinner like Judah and give him such a place in the economy of grace, that's the God who met me as a sinner deserving of hell. And by his grace saved me. And what a promise. What a prophecy. In chapter 49 verse 10. Jacob says, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be." The word scepter is translated in verse 16 and verse 28 as a tribe. The tribe of Judah shall, the tribe shall not depart from Judah. I think it's right to say it. It's speaking of the tribal rod or the staff of office. In other words, Judah would remain a tribe until Shiloh come. The 10 tribes were scattered. Judah remained. Then Shiloh came, and after the Roman general Titus had done his work, Judah was scattered. It's a title of Christ. Shiloh, Calvin thinks it comes from a word that means son, speaking of the Son of God. Others see its derivation from the same verb that gives us in the New Testament the word Siloam, which means sent. He's the sent one. There's certainly truth in that. Others link it with Ezekiel 21 and verse 27, where it speaks of he whose right it is, speaks of him as the sovereign. That's certainly true of Christ. But I think the simplest is to see here the root word is peace or tranquility. And the idea is of one who is our peace, as Paul says. Who made peace through the blood of his cross. And who came and preached peace both to Jews and to Gentiles. That's the promise. What a glorious prophecy we have right in the first book of the Bible. It's not the first promise by any means, not the first prediction. But what a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jacob dying, and as he's dying, he can set Christ before his sons and tell them of him who is the peace of his people. He will come. Jesus came to fulfill it. You turn over in the Pentateuch to the book of Numbers, and you meet a most unlikely source of a prophecy, because you run into Balaam. Now, Balaam was an apostate. Balaam was a false prophet. And you know, I've said before when I've preached on Balaam, I really love it when God makes a lying apostate an emissary of the devil tell the truth. There's something there that only God can do. Balaam worked for money. When preachers work for money, they have long since given up any pretense of being a servant of God. He worked for money. He was there for the highest bidder. And when he was asked to go curse Israel, he wanted to do it. And sounding holy, even when he was told by the Lord not to do it, he kept on saying, well, I'll go back to the Lord and I'll offer sacrifice and I'll pray about it. I want to tell you something. When you are asked to do something that God says you shouldn't do, there's nothing to pray about. Understand that. Nothing to pray about. Don't tell me you're praying about something if to do it is wickedness and sin. That was Balaam, a lying, hypocritical apostate. But when he stood up to curse Israel, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. You see, the God who could make Balaam's donkey talk, could make Balaam talk as well. And I think he was the bigger donkey. And a bigger miracle, too. Numbers 24:17. This is what he says. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. There will come a star and a sovereign. What a beautiful, glorious prophecy fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who, according to Revelation 22:16, says, I, Jesus, am the root and offspring of David. There's the king. There's the scepter and the bright and morning star. The star that arose out of Jacob is the star that heralds the day of God's salvation. I think of Moses' prophecy. Speaking of Christ our prophet in Deuteronomy 18:15, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him shall ye hearken. I can't go through to expound that, otherwise this will be a long series. But every part of that description is important. Christ, the fulfillment of Moses' prophecy. And can you ever think of the prophecies of the Old Testament without thinking of Isaiah? Behold, the virgin shall conceive And I've read so many great scholars, and they want to make that mean everything and anything but what the Holy Ghost plainly declares in Old and New Testament that it means. Was this a miracle? Yes, it was. The Virgin conceived, bore a son. And Isaiah says, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which Matthew tells us by interpretation is God with us. What a prediction. What a glorious promise. You see how it's not just a Savior, just not a sovereign, not just a star, but this is God Himself with us by the miracle of a virgin birth. A couple of chapters later, in chapter 9, we have those beautiful words, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Father of Eternity, and the Prince of Peace. And upon His shoulder the government will rest. All this is the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. But all for it to come to pass, for Isaiah's vision, which stretches all the way to millennial glory, for Isaiah's vision to come to pass, the Christ had to go through the 52nd and 53rd chapters of that great prophecy, where his visage would be marred more than any man's, where his gospel would be despised. Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our preaching? Who's willing to listen to our message? The idea is a despised and rejected gospel. And then we have the great and wonderful description of the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. What a picture of Christ. He was wounded for our transgressions. This is the Old Testament gospel, by the way. God incarnate by a virgin birth. The child who was born, the son who was given, the one who is the Almighty King, yet he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's the gospel of the Old Testament. That's the promise in the prophecies.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.